Richardson, standing by with issue and news talk. It's the Maine News Morning on the LOB Lobster Network.
The other day I played this song. Somebody said, why do you keep playing this song? And I'm like, well, I'm glad you asked. This is Kamala Harris's theme song on our bus rides. She just keeps playing it over and over again, trying to accept that it's over. It's unbelievable. It's over. She keeps saying, we're not going back. Honey, you are the last page. You're right. We're not going back. We don't need to reread your book. Your book is a book of failure for this country. We need somebody who's going to lead America with a hopeful idea. We need somebody who's going to lead America that gave Americans, 91% of American households got a tax cut while their wages were rising, which means they had more money. They had economic freedom. I keep talking about economic freedom. Economic freedom is what matters here. If you don't have economic freedom, you don't have freedom. This is such a critical concept. Why it's not being taught in school? Well, I guess because they've decided to go all commie on us. We should be talking about this land of opportunity that provides economic freedom for all who seek it. Yeah, there's sacrifice. Nobody's going to give it to you. Everybody should get an equal opportunity. No one is given equity. You earn equity. They just redefine words all the time to try to fool you. This is a country where you can be at the bottom of the economic ladder and climb to the very top if you want it bad enough. She doesn't like that. She wants to give you something to ingratiate herself to you. Donald Trump says, earn it, but when you do, we will take less of what they're taking right now from you.
McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Wall Street will be reacting to more earnings reports today from General Motors, GE Aerospace, 3M, restaurant chain Denny's, Verizon, and household products maker Kimberly